Gradenhouse and Harper Audio present The Jewel of the Blues by Monica Chanot Kilgore, performed by Bonnie Turpin. For John, with love. The Fruit Man's Blues. There once was a man who sold me sweet, sweet berries. A hell of a good man was he. He loved his wife and he loved his life, but what he loved most was me. You see, I was his child, born from the seeds of cherries, with a voice as luscious as fresh strawberries. He gave me the sky and taught me to fly on all the gold coins he could carry. I don't have time to give him all his praise. I got to work, 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 so I can get a raise. But just one little slice of fruit so juicy and ripe sends me back to see him no matter the price. Oh, how I wish I could get me a dish of that fine chocolate man's blackberries. Part 1. The Loves. Hank and Evelyn Love. 1. Evansville, Indiana, 1906.
Strawberries! Fresh plums! Succulent fresh fruits and vegetables! Cucumbers!
Hank Love swiped the back of his hand across his sweaty forehead before singing out the next verse.
Get your nice plump strawberries here.
Caught in the rapture of the heat and white streaks of baking sunlight, the sweet perfume rolled off the peaches, plums, and strawberries. To get Caesar, his steadfast, silent partner for the day, to take a couple steps forward, Hank patted the horse's hind parts. Caesar bobbed his head in compliance and pulled the fruit cart deeper into the cooler alley and out of the sun. The handmade sign advertising fresh fruit and produce posted at the alley's entryway, along with the wafting fresh fragrance of the fruits and vegetables, would be enough to entice buyers to his makeshift stall. It wasn't quite noon, and the city streets were filled, but unfortunately, only a few passers-by took the steps off the sidewalk to inspect Hank's display. Hank took a rag out of his pocket to wipe his forehead that was now peppered with beads of sweat. The heat wasn't the only cause for Hank's perspiration. It was also worry. He had to sell as much as he could today because he desperately needed money to pay for his tenancy. So far, it didn't look promising. He had never missed a payment, but he couldn't count on any leniency from the landlord. Not here in Evansville, Indiana. The landlord made no bones about wanting him off the property that Hank and his family had worked for all the years they'd stomped their feet across the dirt. He, his wife, Evelyn, their baby girl, Lucille, as well as the rest of their blood and extended family that lived under the same roof, never lacked for food. They ate what they grew. But coming up with the money to keep the little family on the plot of land had become increasingly tough. Most times Hank was able to put aside his worry and leave it in God's hands. Month after month, he never failed him. But this month was promising to be a test of faith because the money just wasn't there. Evansville had become a sundown town. There was a law on the books that colored folks had to be off the road before dusk, or risk going to jail, or worse. So Hank needed to sell what he had while the sun was still in the sky, and in enough time to be home by sunset to avoid trouble. There had been racial skirmishes in nearby cities as of late. He, along with his neighbors, raised their voices to protest, but city leaders refused to hear their case. They also included the threat of coming to every Negro's home within the city limits to discuss the law.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?